Iran and Israel on the verge of war after unprecedented missile attack. Trump goes to kangaroo court over alleged FEC violation. The House votes to allow federal government to spy on Americans without a warrant. And the Wall Street Journal suggests Americans skip meals to cope with rising food prices. All that and more on Contemporary Insanity. The views expressed in this podcast do not represent the opinions or values of Kentucky Wesleyan College. Please don't sue us.
Welcome to Contemporary Insanity. My name is Braden Jennings.
And I'm John Payment.
And in this show, we provide commentary on events happening across the United States and the globe. Come along with us to explore the madness. All right, welcome back to Contemporary Insanity. How are you doing, John?
I'm doing wonderfully tonight.
Oh, good. You know what? Like we always do, let's jump into our first story. Iran has attacked Israel after, in response to a apparent Israeli attack that killed two Iranian generals. What do we make of this?
Well, the Israeli strike in question was on an embassy, which is questionable under international law. How embassies are usually protected by the Vienna Accords. Embassies are protected within a nation, usually protected within a nation that is a part of the military conflict. However, this strike was carried out on the Iranian embassy in Syria. So they found a gray area, which is what Israel always does. In response, Iran fired over 300 drones and missiles. The Iron Dome was able to defend against 90% of them. If you hit Israeli military targets, there was only one death in the entire attack.
So in its entirety, it was a failure on the part of the Iranian military.
Well, the Iranians were just showing their hand. They weren't showing their entire hand. They were just being like, hey, you can't fuck with us without us doing something back.
I know Israel is releasing statements on how they're going to respond to this attack. Honestly, I don't think this is going to escalate to being much more than a proxy, missile strike, throwing rocks at each other type deal.
Yeah, best bet for Israel is to not escalate.
The best bet for everyone is no nation to escalate it.
Yeah.
But I don't think there's going to be some nuclear attack or anything like that, even though Iranian, in quotations, has no nukes.
They don't. Israel does, though.
Israel has nukes. But
so we should watch out for
Netanyahu's not going to do anything unless the U.S. green lights it.
We should watch out for a portable sun in Tehran.
Do you really think Iran has no nukes?
Yeah, no. They have a nuclear program. They're trying to get nukes, but I don't think they have any.
It wouldn't surprise me if they have one or two that fell into their hands in some shady way. Maybe not an advanced nuke, but...
Well, because every time they get close to close to creating weapons grade uranium, their centrifuges randomly explode. So they can't really get it.
Just randomly happen to explode.
The CIA and Mossad have nothing to do with it.
The CIA is innocent on everything. The CIA is great. I love the CIA. Please don't look at our group chats. So that happened. Not good. Thankfully, not many citizens died, which is always a plus. Nobody wants citizens to die.
The Iron Dome is an amazing piece of technology.
Israel should be very thankful.
Well, they developed it. We just paid for it.
That's what I'm saying.
We just paid for it, and we pay for all the missiles that go into it.
Pay for most of their shit. they'd be screwed if it wasn't for the United States, like most other nations.
Well, they have a budget surplus, so they should be paying for their own stuff.
Now, but were there American scientists and engineers that helped develop the Iron Dome?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Although I'm sure that they have pretty good engineers and scientists.
Yeah,
America just has the best.
Well, their armored vehicles are, like, next level. They're amazing.
So, what else is on the list of today's topic? What else should people be informed on?
Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York is underway. It is a trial over an FEC violation. So basically, they're alleging that he contributed to his campaign in kind by paying off Stormy Daniels for not disclosing their sexual past. The crime that is alleged to have been committed is that he did not file the paperwork properly. However, that would usually be a misdemeanor. However, Alvin Bragg has said that it is going to be charged as a felony because it was in furtherance of another crime that he is not naming. So it's basically a bunch of nonsense. All of the witnesses involved are proven liars, so we don't really know what's going to happen. No one knows what's real.
Well, they're having a hard time finding jurors because that's what they're trying to do now. Because
yeah.
I think I read a quote that said half of the 192 jurors that they screened during jury selection, over half of them said that they didn't have the capability to serve as a juror because they wouldn't be able to be impartial in this case. Well, obviously, we know that this case is being held in downtown Manhattan, and these are where the jurors are being selected from.
Well, also, imagine normal jury selection. Those people have no idea what's going on with the case. With Trump, everyone knows who Trump is. This case has been on the news nonstop for 4 years at this point.
And the judge ordered that Trump is not allowed to leave the state of New York in order for his campaign.
Yeah, but he should definitely ignore that rule and just go.
Yeah, because if he's arrested, then what? It's just going to give him...
If he's arrested, that's an amazing picture for his campaign.
Yeah, it's only going to... It's going to aid in the argument that, you know, it's a political witch hunt. Which... What makes it so difficult is the amount of charges that have been brought against him. You know, if it was only this case, because this is the first time a president's ever appeared in a criminal trial or has been involved in a criminal case.
Yeah.
You know, but look at how many trials he has coming up after this. I mean, this is just one of four, which I don't know if the Georgia case is going to go anywhere.
Oh, it's not. Fannie Willis is an insane person.
Yeah.
But also the way they're charging it. Every separate email involved and every check that might have happened is a separate count. So in this case, there's 34 counts of this felony. Again, no underlying crime that has been ascertained. And every separate email is a different charge. Which doing that just feel like that's kind of normal when you're charging someone and you want them to be gone. But it is obviously politically motivated. There's no argument against it. Everyone knows it's politically motivated at this point.
I mean, I don't disagree. Trump is a divisive political figure, and half the country doesn't want him to be president. They'd rather, you know, a frog be president than Donald Trump, which, I mean, as a conservative myself, I disagree with, but...
Well, they'd rather a dead person. There was literally There was an article published in 2020 saying Joe Biden stay in the race. All we need is your corporeal form. They don't.
here's a quote from Trump. My mugshot appeals to black voters. He said that during a campaign speech. I mean, this is just the state of America that we live in. Honestly, it just blows my mind that we have a former president. Regardless if it's a political witch hunt to be involved in this many counts.
Yeah. Well, where does this go next? If he is, it's in New York. If there's not a mistrial, he's going to be convicted. What happens next? Does he go to jail?
Nobody knows.
Does he get a house arrest? Does he get to go into office? And if he goes to jail and it's successful, and it's a successful strategy to arrest your political opponents... Who does it next? The Republicans don't charge people with crimes. The Republicans are weak.
But what if they start doing that? What if after this they're like, oh, you did it to Trump? Okay. Well, because they tried to do it with Biden. They tried to get him on the classified documents.
Well, they tried to impeach him, which is a normal process.
Yes, but that opened up the floodgate. Well, Donald Trump, what's happening to him opened the floodgates. But now they tried to go after Biden, and that failed. So,
yeah, but Republican DAs won't do anything. Like, I think a DA should charge Obama with murder and just go with it.
Conservative judges and conservative attorneys uphold the Constitution.
Yeah, they...
And they uphold people's rights.
The only Trump's reason the American government still exists is because Republicans still think it exists. Leftists have blatantly ignored the government's existence. Have you heard the story of when the Proud Boys Antifa fought? They got in a fist fight. When the cop showed up, Antifa ran away, and the Proud Boys were like, "Hey, thanks for breaking that up. What can we do for you?" And the cops arrested all the Proud Boys.
I like the Proud Boys. Let's see...
That's the wrong take.
Oh, if only I could join them. They kicked me out. Let's see.
Yeah, you aren't allowed to masturbate if you're a Proud Boy.
That's why they kicked me out. I was like, damn it. What do you got? What do you mean?
I think you also have to be punched in the face. There's a bunch of dumb rules.
Yeah. Because you can't masturbate to release your energy, you just have to go out and... punch any woman with blue hair that you see. That's the only way to get released. You just punch liberal women. Let's see.
All their leadership's in jail at this point, so.
I'm looking for this article. I can't find it.
Which one?
It was one pertaining to Donald Trump's case. It had a hilarious title. But I cannot think of the newspaper that wrote it.
All of them have hilarious titles.
Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Their titles are straight clickbait that make no sense.
Most titles are like that, though.
I mean, yeah, that's how they get clicks. That's how they get money.
I mean, speaking of news article titles, the Wall Street Journal article that we were going to discuss, for all you listeners out there, this is a real... Wall Street Journal title. Let's see if I can find it.
Yeah, so this is basically because the price of food is rising, the Wall Street Journal has come up with this amazing idea on how to save money. Go.
Here it is. So this is a Wall Street Journal article that says, hold on, it's loading. Okay. Oh, come on. To save money, maybe you should just skip breakfast. This is why America's dying. For some reason, the Wall Street Journal, over the past couple months, has been on this kick where they have offered solutions to save money. Obviously, inflation is a problem. Affordable housing is a problem. The Wall Street Journal, which is, you know, obviously they tend to lean more, you know, pro-capitalist, conservatives tend to align more with the Wall Street Journal, mainly because it's business and, you know, take for that what you will. But over the past couple of months, they've been pushing articles that basically say, in order to save money, because you can't afford a home, just go live in an outhouse or a storage unit. I mean, yeah. They're essentially just, you know, just save a dollar, you know, go live in your backyard in a tent.
You want to hear my favorite cost-saving step that I've heard from the media?
What?
If you're upset about rising gas prices, just buy a Tesla.
Okay.
just missing the point entirely. If someone can't afford gas, they're clearly not going to be able to afford an electric car. But suggestions on how to save money shows how damaged our economy is after COVID and after Biden has failed to repair our economy post COVID.
So this article basically just outlines some statistics involving breakfast food. So it says, you know, egg prices increased 8.5% in January. This is an article written in February of 2023. It contributes the reasons why breakfast foods have increased was due to the avian influenza outbreak. That's passed, so egg prices have gone down since
avian
then.
Influenza hasn't passed. It actually passed on to a human in Texas.
No, I'm saying that the effects from that have dropped. It's not as bad as it was. So the prices of eggs have dropped. I remember at one point the price of a carton of eggs was like $9, $10. I don't know how much it is now. I think it's like $5, but still.
But if you want to go into scary avian flu, it passed on to humans in Texas. Avian flu hasn't passed on to humans in a mass rate in, like, ever. So if it passes to humans, it has a 50% mortality rate.
Oh, Jesus. What are they cooking up in Wuhan again? Didn't we close that lab somehow? Are they still...
Well, no, they're still running.
They're creating diseases?
They haven't admitted that they did anything wrong.
That's where I'm full conspiracy. They created that disease. Any virologist, is that the term, virologist? Yeah. None of them.
It doesn't take a conspiracy. It's, this coronavirus came from the same city where there's a massive coronavirus lab where they do gain-of-function research on how to make coronaviruses transmissible to humans.
No, that's gain-of-function research is wild because essentially what they do is they study diseases and make them more deadly and transmittable to humans so that they can find ways to combat it if it were to be, you know, released to the public. It's so crazy. Like, you would think, like, it's like,
it's also
how can we kill ourselves in the most effective way possible? Oh, I got an idea. And then that's what they do.
It's also illegal for our tax money to go toward gain-of-function research. But through a few loopholes, Anthony Fauci found a way to do gain-of-function research in China.
Good old Anthony. What's he doing now?
He's retired. He has a giant portrait of himself in his office. It's very communist. It's awesome. Rand Paul is still trying to get him arrested, and I think that's honorable.
Yeah, Rand Paul got a lot of attention during the pandemic. But we're losing focus. What else was the big thing? FISA?
Yes.
John, I know you're well-versed in this because you're an angry citizen, so let's hear it.
In November, if you live in District 2 in Kentucky, do not vote for Brett Guthrie. Don't vote Democrat either. Just write in a random name. Write in Elmo if you want. Brett Guthrie voted to reauthorize a segment in FISA that allows the federal government to spy on American citizens without a warrant, and then tried to cover it up by passing another bill called the Fourth Amendment is Not for Sale Act. All this bill does is stop the government from buying information without a warrant or using the information they gather without a warrant in a trial. So that act is completely useless. The government's still spying on you. Brett Guthrie is complicit in the government spying on you. He wants to read your text messages. Don't vote for Brett Guthrie.
John's just upset because he watches a lot of porn and doesn't want the government to know it. We all know it, John. You can't hide it anymore.
No, I'm planning a rebellion and I don't want to be arrested.
No, the NSA and all these three-letter organizations were breathing down their necks. What scares me, I remember when a couple of years ago, there were a few legislators at the congressional level that were trying to implement amendments to the Patriot Act that would, it was similar to the FISA bill, but it was different. But it was basically an amendment that either provided the public information on what some of these organizations were doing, or it prohibited these organizations from transmitting any data that they find to other organizations without a warrant. It was something within the Patriot Act. But I remember people on the left were like, you're going to cause another 9/11 to happen.
Well, it's not just people on the left.
But it was totally disgarding people's Fourth Amendment rights. I mean, there were some Republicans too.
It's like 50-50. In this most recent thing, it was a tie vote.
212-212?
Yeah, 212-212. And then Mike Johnson broke the tie after going back to a back room and listening to what the NSA had to say about it. probably showed him a picture of JFK and said, vote for this or this happens to you.
Unless you want your head to explode outside the Capitol building, I suggest you.
So, yeah, Mike Johnson was originally for the amendment to make them get a warrant. And then he went back to the back room and changed his mind.
His eyes were all big. It's like, okay.
But, yeah, this isn't a Republican-Democrat thing. This is a...
This is a shadow government threatening to kill our politicians.
This is a establishment versus anti-establishment thing. This is people in government that want the government to have more power, that want the government to know everything about your life, versus people that believe in the Constitution, that want to keep the Constitution strong.
We're going to wake up and we're going to have, there's going to be a news headline that says Thomas Massie was committed suicide with a shotgun to the chest. The shotgun was found in two rooms over. Like, huh. All right.
Yeah.
We know our government does shady stuff.
Well, now it's the bills in the Senate, so hopefully Rand Paul can get something done and make sure it doesn't pass.
Yeah, so it's in the Senate. Maybe he can... So that amendment...
Or long shot Joe Biden vetoes it.
Oh, man. Has your opinion changed on the election at all? Do you still think... Actually, who do you think is going to win?
Trump is winning all the swing states right now. So that makes me believe that Trump is going to win. But there's also some sketchy stuff going on with dead people registering to vote. So who knows? Well, so you can register to vote with your Social Security number. There's a lot of databases that just have a list of people's Social Security numbers. And there's a website where the Social Security office tracks new voter registrations that were new voter registrations that were made without an ID. And in these in this database in Missouri, in 1 week, 20,000 people registered to vote that were dead, which usually it might be like 50, 100. In other states, it's around that much because someone registers to vote, and then before they figure out all the documentation, that dude ends up dying, so they come up as, oh, this is a deceased person. But these numbers are like crazy and unbelievable. So either there's someone trying to do it, or the state itself is cleaning its voter registrations through the Social Security office, which is also illegal. So who knows what's happening?
Yeah, I don't know. What always baffled me is the argument, you know, the left pushes we need to expand access to voting. Like, and people make the argument, oh, you should only need a college ID or some, you know, arbitrary form of ID to vote. And it's like, just, they're like, because not everybody has a driver's license. It's like, well, bring a Social Security card. And if you don't, if you can't
get a passport, get a Social Security card, get a non-driver's license ID. It's not hard to get an ID.
And if you're not disciplined enough or responsible enough to do that, maybe you everyone should be able to vote, or all citizens should be able to vote. But if you can't even do that, then honestly, just don't even bother going to vote. Because I don't want people like that who are not willing and responsible enough to go, you know, get a form of real ID voting anyway.
Have you seen the guy that went to Harlem and asked them if they knew how to get an ID or use the internet?
No.
So he was going around. He's like, hey, the Democrats say that black people don't know how to use the internet. And they're like, what? We know how to use the internet. It's like, so the Democrats say black people don't have IDs. And they're like, I have an ID. And one dude's like, hey, do you know where the DMV is? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, it's two blocks over, take a left, walk another block, and you're there. Like, the guy thought he was asking for directions, not to, you know, where the thing is.
Yeah, it's like they're belittling people that... It's like unwarranted belittleism.
It's the bigotry of low expectations is what we have in America today.
And it is a huge problem.
Straight from the left. It's not people on the right.
Yeah, it's so ridiculous. I mean, yeah, there's so much I could say on that, but we could keep it short and just say, like people on the left are arguing on the basis that people are incompetent and they're set. Like, the left envision their constituents as lazy, soft.
Stupid.
Like, casted out individuals who need representation, where people on the right just represent their constituents as just people in the United States. They don't look at them anything other than that. They just look at them as people, just as they see themselves in a way.
Some people on the right, some people like Brett Guthrie just represent the big pharma industries that fund his campaigns.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's that. But I'm just saying, I mean, like, more Republicans view their constituents just as everyday people, whereas people on the left have an unrealistic view on who their constituents are.
Yeah, they go into office thinking they're a savior, they're a revolutionary for the new movement, when all they have to do is go sit there and vote in a way that won't ruin people's lives, and they fail at that. It is an amazing thing to see.
People on the left fail to do most things.
Yeah. Have you seen? Have you seen what's going on in United Arab Emirates with the flooding?
Oh yeah, Dubai flooded. It's like underwater.
That shows it flooded because they were doing cloud seeding, so they're trying to artificially make it rain there. And they learned quickly humans should not fuck with the climate. When humans try to fix the climate, it all goes to shit. And right now, one of the left's big things is we need to use government action to fix the climate. It's never going to work. It's always going to fail. Dubai shows this. It's,
well, the,
don't try to fix something that's in God's hands.
Yeah. Well, they don't believe. I was going to say people on the left don't believe in God, but that may be an outlandish statement, and I don't know.
No, that's true. That's why they're failing. Don't. That's why they're unstable in all their ways.
Or they believe in some like weird made-up religion.
They believe in the weather. They believe in the climate god.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like some people on the left, and here I'm generalizing here. I'm not targeting certain people, but people on the left, you know, they talk badly about traditional religion or, you know, religion that's set in stone. Oftentimes they with Christianity, but. But then they create these pseudo-religions within their ideology. Like, climate activism is a religion in itself.
Wokeism is effectively just a religion. Communism is effectively a religion. You have a set of beliefs. You cannot challenge those beliefs. And there are certain rituals that you have to do in furtherance of your beliefs. It is literally a religion.
What would the woke Bible be?
I don't know. Fucking 1619 projects.
I was going to say like some Disney movie, but.
Or Rules for Radicals. It'd probably be Rules for Radicals.
I haven't read that one.
It's good. It explains a lot of the left's activism.
Yeah, that's the thing. Republicans need to get better at protesting.
Yeah, the problem is they all work. They all have jobs. The leftists don't have jobs, so they can just go out.
I set you up to swing on that one.
But also there's...
Because people on the right are actually doing shit. They have responsibilities.
There's people on the left that also get paid to protest. There's like big organizations that pay organizers hundreds of thousands of dollars a year to get a few hundred people to go protest some nonsense. Like people think that the left is this like disorganized thing that comes together when there's a big thing, but there's organizations behind it. Movements like Antifa have sects. They have factions built in that work together, but they're decentralized enough that you can't pinpoint them. Like there's a Antifa of Louisville that has a organization. They pay people to go out and protest when they're going out and protest, so that people on the left that have jobs can leave their job and go protest, and it won't hurt their bottom line.
Yeah. It still baffles me what the BLM, the heads of the organization, did
with
the
money. Buy their own houses.
And they bought like million-dollar mansions. Oh, people are corrupt. People are bad. There's bad actors everywhere on both sides, both politically and just in civil life.
Yeah, like Brett Guthrie on the Republican side.
Yeah, I was just, I was disappointed in that. He's our District 2 representative. It does bother me.
And that's not his only bad vote. He voted for Joe Biden or for the Democrats' nonsense border bill. He voted for Joe Biden's gun control. He's voted on this. He has a lower than 50% conservative rating in his votes. He's not a safe Republican vote. He's selling you out to the big pharma industries that fund his campaigns.
And I bet it's surprising how many how many citizens around here. First of all, I'd be surprised if we went onto the street and asked random people who is Brett Guthrie. They probably wouldn't even know who he is.
There's also no one primarying him.
Yeah, when is he up for re-election?
Every 2 years, so this year.
So is it this year? Yeah. I know it's every 2 years. I didn't know if this was the year. And there's nobody primarying him?
Nope.
Damn. How old do you have to be? 25?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying.
Damn. Well, looks like he's going to get reelected.
Yeah, a few more times, it looks like, until one of us is 25 and can take him out.
Go after him.
I mean, yeah, if he's still in office and there's no one running against him when I'm 25, there's no way I'm not.
Honestly, as long as you got campaign donations.
Yeah, all you need is donations.
Not even a big name. You could just get it from people around here.
Yeah, if you built a grassroots movement, you could probably take him out. The amount of money going into his campaign is just a few million. It's not the hundreds of millions like other campaigns are.
There was one thing that... Sorry, this is unprofessional. But I saw today in the Wall Street Journal, which is where I get most of my news. This is stupid. It says Iran threatens to work on nuclear arms if Israel attacks nuclear sites. They've always been doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. Here's what it is. Congress fast-tracks TikTok ban legislation, setting up possible passage this month. That is something I do not think that we've talked about on this podcast yet.
Talked about the TikTok ban.
Have we?
Yeah.
Well...
It's banned TikTok. It's a great idea.
Yeah, I changed my opinion on that, actually. At first, I was against banning it, but I don't know. I have strong opinions on social media. I don't really like social media. I don't like any media, really, because I think it's all bad and biased and pushes its own agenda, even if it claims to be an independent news organization. But... I think that, with the Chinese spying and selling our data, I don't think that should be allowed. I know a lot of people may lose their jobs, but people need to go find real jobs anyway.
Well, it's not just Chinese spying; it's the Chinese being in control of the algorithm and feeding people garbage.
Yeah. Do you know what TikTok is like for kids in China? It shows them STEM videos.
Yeah.
And last time I checked, after 10 o'clock, if you were under the age of 18, you couldn't access TikTok in China.
Yeah.
But none of those systems apply in TikTok in America.
Yeah, in America, it feeds you garbage videos about 365 days of a dude pretending he's a chick.
I know, but have you seen some of those ladies dancing on there? Woo! It's the only reason I'm still on it. No. I'm all for people, making their own content and, pushing out good things. It's not for me to say, culturally what TikTok should look like, but...
That people create their own content, that's completely fine. It's the algorithms that artificially raise bad things up.
Like what?
What's his fucking name? The dude that was on the Bud Light can.
Oh, yeah, I don't know his name.
Dylan Mulvaney. It's when his content is artificially raised up by the TikTok algorithm, that is making a bunch of people think that, it's completely normal for a dude to pretend he's a chick and get away with it. And then Bud Light comes along and we're like, we're going to put you on a can and you're great. When his videos are obviously, very misogynistic, he's making fun of women. He has a video where he goes hiking in high heels. Women don't do that. It's nonsense. His first one is like, I cried for 6 hours today. It's like,
have you seen where Bud Light has tried to appeal to the man's man now?
Yeah, they started funding the UFC and a few comedians.
Yeah, Shane Gillis is a spokesman, I guess, for Bud Light. And then last time I saw, they had a commercial with Peyton Manning. So, you know, I think they moved away from.
Well, it hurt their money a lot. They lost a lot of money because of what they did.
Yeah. I don't think the woman in marketing got fired either. I think they just...
No, they disappeared her for a few months, and she's probably back working there.
They sent her to Guantanamo.
Well, it's... when these millennials get into power in companies, it always turns into nonsense. Like, something similar happened with NPR. The new CEO of NPR doesn't think that truth exists.
It doesn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
She has a quote saying that our focus on truth gets in the way of us getting things done.
Lovely. That's great. That makes me feel good.
Well, that feels like 1984 at that point. It's
when you have the CEO of National Public Radio saying that truth doesn't matter.
It's like that.
Is there any context to this? Is there any, like, what is she talking about?
She's talking about using individual truths to find common ground to pursue social wellness.
So individual truths don't matter. It's only the majority.
What's like, the truth? There's one truth.
I know, but that's what I'm so confused about.
So
what is she trying to argue?
There's not one truth. Everyone has their own truth.
So, essentially, then, truth doesn't matter.
That truth doesn't exist.
What the hell?
Well, that's this is what people on the left think. The people on the left don't think that there is one solid truth. They think everyone has their own view of the world, therefore the world is different for everyone, therefore we have to
accept that.
Yeah.
But that's the gray area, is like, all of that matters, and all those truths matter, except the white conservatives. Like, his beliefs do not matter, and they're evil, and he should be shunned, and he should be canceled.
Well, yeah, but that's a thing, and there's also the problem with having everyone believe in their own reality when there isn't a bunch of different little realities. There's one reality that we all share.
I agree. We had this conversation today, actually.
Yeah.
I think objectively there is only one reality, and we're all living in that reality. People just have different views on that reality and different opinions on their reality and their experience. But trying to alter reality for everyone else, that's where it gets messy.
Well, people have their own experiences and their own views of the world.
That's fine.
But that doesn't change reality.
Yeah, and that's the blurred lines that people on the left, I think, get confused with. Everything is about me and my experience and, you know, I hate to say this, but like my body, my feelings, my mind, my wellness. And in certain cases, you know, I agree. But to say that, well, all this is mine and this is how yours should be, or if you don't view me this way, then you're the problem.
Yeah.
That's where it gets messy. Like, you can be your own self-individual. I don't care if you want to identify as whatever. But don't expect others to also view your reality as their reality, you know?
And people on the left can also switch within the same sentence from God doesn't exist, it's stupid to believe in God, to we need to accept Muslims' truth.
Yeah. Nuts.
It's completely incoherent. They don't really believe in anything. And like most things in life, it all comes back to the Bible. One of my favorite verses. It's the verse I have tattooed on my chest. He should ask in full faith, doubting nothing, for he who doubts is like a wave in the sea, pushed about by the wind. Such a man is double-minded, unstable in all of his ways. Because they do not believe something like a rock, they do not base their reality on something solid. They're unstable in everything they believe. There's no consistency with anything. if you have a solid basis for reality, you have a solid basis for your faith in things, you will not be swayed by the nonsense. You will not be inconsistent. That is important in modern life, and we should go back to that because people used to live like that, and it was stable.
People just need to care about what they believe in and stick to it. But, I mean, yeah, it's a beautiful quote. I think individuals have just lost sight of what's important in their lives, and they try and fill those gaps with meaningless things. I think we just need to stick to our roots.
Yeah, people in America have no meaning. They don't believe in anything. They don't find value in anything. They're just weak-willed people that go with the flow. They go to their job. They go home. They watch their football, and they don't care.
What's wrong with football, man? My Cowboys are making it this year.
Nothing's wrong with football unless you make it your entire reality.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm not even a Dallas Cowboys fan. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a big sports guy. I love UK football. I like the NFL. I like UFC. I like basketball. But I don't center my life and my happiness around it.
Well, there's people that will riot when their football team loses, but they won't protest when the government takes away their rights.
And they'll shoot people even if they win. There was a guy that shot up the Kansas City Super Bowl parade, although I think he was wearing a 49ers jersey.
I thought that was all gang-related and they were all teenagers.
Yeah, I think it was. I'm just ironic. You can't even go to a winning Super Bowl party and get shot.
No. The world is a mess. That's why we call our show Contemporary Insanity.
It is insane. I really don't think there's anything more fitting. Maybe our job is to make it less crazy.
Well, it's to make it digestible for the average person that's not addicted to reading the news.
Like yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not as addicted as reading or just, you know, staying informed as you are. Sometimes I wish I mean, I read the news every day, like just the headlines, the important stuff.
Reading just the headlines is an issue.
No. No, that's not what I meant. I click on the articles and read the ones that I find interesting. Damn it.
I was going to say, part of the problem is people only read the headlines.
No, that's what I made it sound like, didn't I? Well, I mean, I read the headlines, so, you know.
I'm well informed. I read all the headlines.
Right. Damn.
Well, if you read the top headlines, what would you think was going on in the world? Let's see.
You would think the world is on fire. You would think we were screwed.
Yeah. Or you'd think Trump is literally a Nazi if you only read headlines.
You're like, how the hell is this guy not in jail already?
Yeah.
How many counts?
94 felony counts? How is he not in jail?
What the hell is going on?
How do people still support him? It's like, maybe read further and realize that it's all complete nonsense that doesn't really mean anything.
But we're laughing at this, but this is actually what people do. Most people don't even, you know, read the news anyway. So
a lot of people get their news
headlines
from, like, some random dude on TikTok that doesn't really know anything.
It's a I know people who just, they don't read the news at all. They don't even read, like, the local newspaper. They live their life just knowing what's exactly in front of them.
And then those people go vote for dumb things. They're like, why isn't my school free? I need to go vote for a Democrat.
Right. Because they say that they're going to make it free. They don't know the implications of anything other than how it may affect them.
Yeah. And even when they're like, it might affect me positively, I'll go vote for this, and then it affects them negatively anyway.
Yeah, like, they'll be like, well, oh, wait, you're making college free? Oh, nice. And so they have free college, and then they go to the grocery store, and it's like, why is a loaf of bread $28?
Or even Republicans that don't know who the people running for seats are, they'll go, he has a R next to his name, I'll vote for him. And then you end up with people like Brett Guthrie in office.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's insanity. Well, I think that wraps up today's podcast. Any final words before we wrap it and get out of here?
If you are able, donate against Brett Guthrie. Thank you for listening to this episode of Contemporary Insanity. Tune in next time for more weekly news commentary.